Offering to God our best. Students are to offer to God nothing less than their best. Mental effort will become easier and more satisfactory as they set themselves to the task of understanding the deep things of God. Each should decide that he will not be a second-rate student, that he will not allow others to think for him. He should say, "That which other minds have acquired in the sciences and in the Word of God, I will acquire through painstaking effort." He should rally the best powers of the mind and, with a sense of his accountability to God, do his best to conquer difficulties. And as far as possible, he should seek the society of those who are able to help him, who can detect his mistakes, and put him on his guard against indolence, pretense, and surface work. The true motive of service is to be kept before students. The training they receive is to help them to develop into useful men and women. Every means that will uplift and ennoble them is to be employed. They are to be taught to use their powers in harmony with God's will. The influence exerted by a true, pure life is ever to be kept before them. This will aid them in their preparation for service. Daily they will grow stronger, better prepared, through the grace of Christ and a study of His Word, to put forth aggressive efforts against evil. No other knowledge is so firm, so consistent, so far-reaching, as that obtained from the study of God's Word. Here is the fountain of all true knowledge,